This is JIS News. Coming up, growth projected for second consecutive quarter. Jamaica and Panama in talks for development of logistics hub and government to partner with UWI to explore research projects. The details after the break.
The Jamaica Urban Transit Company, JUTC, continues its drive to serve you better with a full rollout of its cashless system.
This will make your traveling experience much simpler and safer because you won't need to use cash, just your smarter card.
So what are you waiting on? Get your electronic smarter cards at the Halfway Tree Transport Center, Spanish Down Bus Park and JUTC office at 7 East Parade, downtown Kingston.
The Jamaica Urban Transit Company.
Your route to excellence.
Now the news. Co-chairman of the Economic Program Oversight Committee, EPOC, Richard Biles, says there are indications Jamaica is likely to record growth during the third quarter of the current fiscal year. The EPOC co-chair says the projection is based on progress the government has made to date in implementing Jamaica's Economic Reform Program, ERP. From July to September, the second quarter of the fiscal year, the country recorded growth of 0.5%.
We are likely to see some growth again also in Q3, and that growth should be a little stronger than Q2. For us to have had two quarters in a row of positive growth after seven quarters, five of which were negative, I think is great improvement.
Mr. Biles was speaking at the Jamaica Employers Federation, JEF's CEO breakfast Wednesday. Talks between Jamaica and Panama are far advanced as the two countries work towards the development of the Global Logistics Hub Initiative. Industry, Investment and Commerce Minister Anthony Hilton says a formal agreement is now being discussed with regards to areas of cooperation. He says while this is being done, the countries are working together in the area of education and training.
We talked about the multilingual skills that have to be developed. We are working already with Panama to train them to come here for English, we go there for Spanish, and they're actually training already beginning in the zones, in the areas that are critical to the success of our logistic hubs.
Minister Hilton was responding to questions during the closing session of the two-day Jamaica Chamber of Commerce JAMPRO Jamaica Logistics Hub Symposium in Kingston Wednesday. 56 schools across the island will start receiving special attention from the Education Ministry come February as part of plans to provide a school-based solution for crime and violence. Education Minister Reverend Ronald Thwaites says the intervention will seek to identify troubled, deviant, and seriously disadvantaged students, assess and address their situations, and prevent dropouts.
No one wants to put a pall of guilt or gloom on these institutions. But they have to be singled out, or they have been singled out, only with the desire, as far as the Ministry of Education is concerned, to be offered special attention.
The Education Minister was speaking in Parliament Tuesday. He added that by April, the Ministry will deploy two social workers to each education region to help guide the process. Principals will also receive instruction on how to identify and respond to disturbed students, and a program will be implemented to address disruptive conduct and dropout risks in certain grades by September 2015. And the government is to partner with the University of the West Indies, UWI, to explore research projects that can assist in resolving many challenges faced by the country. Junior Science, Technology, Energy and Mining Minister Julian Robinson says the research can assist the government to identify priority areas that can foster future growth and development.
We believe the intellectual capital exists here. And we certainly, as a government, are ready to partner with the university, to further partner, because there are many areas that we are already partnering, to ensure that we can lift Jamaica to achieve our 2030 goals of being the country of choice to live, work, and do business.
Minister Robinson was speaking at the media launch of UWI's Research Days 2014 at the Mona Campus Tuesday. That was the JIS News. I am Carlene Brown-Thompson.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.